The South Shore's Morning News continues. Rob Hackelo with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
Okay, well, get ready. This week, David is going to welcome us to the Valley of the Creepy AI Dolls. Oh, my.
Social robots. They're a very big thing overseas, not quite as popular here in the U.S. You may remember we spoke about one a couple of years ago. It's called Jibo. It was a little social robot roommate that was, it made quite a stir when it first came out, but then it kind of fettered away. It was purchased by another company and has been taken off the market. But that's not to say that there aren't many more creepy AI products out there. And one of them happens to be coming from a company named Hiodolls, or Hiodoll.
Hiodoll.
And they have a Hiodoll, and they have sensor-encrusted or laden ChatGPT-enabled dolls that can interact with their owners.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, I was just going to see if I could read more. Hiodoll, and now I'm not sure if it's correct, but this says it's the Korean word hyo, which means piety and love for parents, and the English word doll, Hiodoll, which I guess this makes sense because this is something that you said is geared towards older people, right? It says they want elderly people to be happy in life.
Yeah, and less lonely. So that's what they're developing these types of AI dolls for, so that the older person, whether they're in their home alone or they're in a nursing home, have someone that they can apparently communicate with and hold and love and do all the things that you would do if it was your child. Now, even one of the women in one of the videos says that I have to get home to my baby. It's interesting, and it's you know, the older folks are revered in the Orient, in Japan and China and Korea. Not so much here, but there. So they're trying to make their the end of their lives a little more comfortable.
Okay. Well, okay, so it seems like it's coming from a place of love, and we know that isolation really is one of the factors as people get older that they say contributes to a shorter life or a less happier life, feeling isolated and alone. So, you know, that's why they say normally, you know, it's good to have people, you know, come and visit you or get a pet. But I suppose this would be the other inch. Can't do that? How about I stick a robot with you?
And the cost-wise, it's not that bad. If you look at it now, it's $1,800 for one of these dolls. You can get them in boy or girl sexes, and they're just an interactive digital pal for folks who are lonely or in long-term care facilities. It's also been mentioned that some of the younger folks in the world today have those same types of feelings, and they're more attuned to technology, so they may be more apt to use this type of a device on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah. You know, you come home, you have a bad day, you say, Hiodoll, you know, listen to me. Well, okay, so this all seems, I guess, if you can get over that idea, seems like it would be a good thing. Is there any downside that we know so far? I mean, obviously, I would have concerns, you know, whether this thing, especially if I were giving it to an elderly relative, are they tracking, you know, is Hiodoll going to say, hey, let's go take a trip to the ATM? I mean, what kind of things could happen?
Imagine that, Rob. These are so stuffed with chipsets that they can be controlled remotely by the company that made them, and they could probably be made to do whatever they want them to do. Now, that's, you know, we think about AI, and it goes all the way back to, remember, the computer HAL. When he became self-aware or did what he had to do to Dave. And then, you know, there were some new ones. If you think about a movie that was just out last year, it was called Megan, M3GAN, which was an AI-enabled companion doll that in the end of the movie goes full murder bot. So you need to think about what these things are capable of doing.
I would imagine, yeah. I think there's obviously the potential to have a loved one at risk or to have the technology corrupted just because I just don't know where the AI is going. It does seem like a good idea, but I guess you would want this thing to either not be connected or, again, I don't know what it would do, or but I could see someone nefariously wanting to stick one of these in everybody's homes.
Exactly. And these are all AI-enabled and IoT devices, so they connect to Wi-Fi, they connect to any type of an internet connection, and you know, you're not looking at a screen, so you're not really sure what it's doing.
Yeah, get a Cabbage Patch Kid doll.
There you go.
Well, okay, so, no, but this thing, could, you're saying, talks to you?
It does. It pretty much holds a conversation.
Wow.
It recognizes when you come in the room. Mm-hmm. It reminds you to take your medications. It reminds you to eat your meals. Obviously, that's pre-programmed, and it's programmed by what the doll actually experiences in your environment. So that's what's interesting and creepy to me.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's strange. It's hard to get my mind about it. But maybe I'm only because I talk to you, David, every week, that I'm only thinking the worst case scenario. But I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering, people, guys, do you guys like this? I mean, would this be something that an older person should have? I don't know. I mean, I can understand the part about having someone to remind you. We all have issues, you know, sometimes with our memory as we get older and the importance of taking our proper medicine and that sort of stuff. But it should it be this type of thing having that role? I don't know. I don't know. I suppose the studies probably don't say at this point whether, you know, what the long-term effects of the doll would be. But you're saying so far the people that have had it like it?
Yeah, the people that, all those marketing videos.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, the people that have it like it.
I love it.
And people that don't like it probably did not get put on the website of the marketing video. But, you know, we talk about ChatGPT and all the other AI-enabled type programs out there, and we still don't know what the full ramification of that's going to be in our future. So I'm not sure that we want one of these devices, at least not the first time around, to be given to my Grammy, who could be in a nursing home, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, David. I'm going there. I'm sure you are, too. I'm thinking of iRobot and Gigi, the robot. She won one in the lottery. It was making pies and cooking up dinner, and it was so much fun until it never left her leave her home.
That's right.
For her safety, of course.
Yep.
That's all sci-fi. But again, this all comes around soon enough. So, yeah, I don't know. Interesting. David, if people want to read more about this, where can they go?
They can go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and look at some videos of some of these social robots and what they're touting to be.
All right. Check it out. xsmartit.com. David Snell with us every week at this time. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.
ActSmartIT.com. ActSmartIT.com.